you're so very desperate, your presence is.
Where am I picking that? All right, I'm trying to let in Sister Allison, but it's not coming through. All right, there she goes. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. We bless his holy name. It's 2 minutes after 8 on the 28th of February, 2026. We are blessed and we give God thanks again for life. Give God thanks for his grace and his mercy, rather, that has kept us and sustained us and fortified us, built a hedge round about us. And we know for sure that with God in the vessel, we can smile at any storm that would come our way. We can Amen.
smile at it. We know that though we are not we'd call it now, we are not proof, like bulletproof from testing and trials. We will come into testing and trials. We will come into bad storm, but know for sure that even though it may appear as if he's sleeping in the stern, we can just wake him up and say, and he can say, "Peace be still." Amen. And we can have the victory despite what comes our way. Amen. Yes, let us pray before we begin. I was just trying to do some background work here. But I think I'm all set. I think I'm all set now. Yeah, let us pray. Lord, we want to thank you for your grace and for your mercies. We want to thank you, O God, for this another Bible study. Evening, when we come to meet around the table, we're mighty God, we come to relax in your presence. We come to be fed by you, mighty God. Lord, you know the different circumstances that surrounds us, the different things that we are going through. And you know, mighty God, how to give us the victory again and again. I pray, mighty God, that as we come, that we lay every burden at your feet. We pray, mighty God, that anything that would drag us down this evening, that you will replenish us, mighty God, so that as we bask in your presence in the cool of the day, that you will reason with us one with one, and that, Lord, you will open our ears and our dull understanding to understand you and to hear from you. Mighty God, I pray that you will give us insight and foresight. We pray for Sister Grant as you would present this evening,
Jesus.
that you would cover her under your blood. You will seal her, mighty God, and cause her to have a direct tributary to the throne room of grace, that she will hear from you, mighty God. She will be directed by you, that as the word would go forth, mighty God, it would form on good soil. And you said in your word that your word won't return unto you void, but it will accomplish its purpose from which you have sent it to. We pray, mighty God, that even now you'll curfew this atmosphere. We pray, mighty God, that you will draw your people in number, draw them in spirit, draw them in mind, body, and soul, and cause, mighty God, that it will be a mighty revival as your word would break forth, mighty God. I pray that tongues will be loose in the name of Jesus. I pray, mighty God, that there will be no, the spirit of intimidation
Yes,
will
Lord.
flee in the name of Jesus, and everyone will find this a safe spot to exercise their right to speak in the name of Jesus. I pray, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you will be with us in a real way, a vivid way,
Yes, Lord.
mighty God, that when this session shall be done and out, that Lord God will say it was good to be in your presence. Have your way now, Lord, as we tell you thanks in Jesus' mighty and precious name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. Is he wonderful this evening?
Amen.
Oh,
Amen. All
amen.
the
Our
time.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Our
Praise
God is
the
wonderful.
Lord. Amen.
He is wonderful. He is wonderful. The testimonies of the Lord is sure. And I know that as people of God, we continue to have testimonies, one behind the other. When God has taken us through, we know that when we look back over our life and we see where he has taken us from, we would have said that we couldn't do it on our own. We must have the Savior with us. There must be a
Yes.
divine helper that has caused us to overcome certain hurdles in our life to let us look at ourselves in the mirror one more time and say, we are still standing. We are still standing. You know, the enemy want to take us down, but we are still here. We're still here. You know, and sometimes when you are at a crossroads and like for instance, when you're sick, feeling you're not well or whatever, just think about the time when you were not well before and how God would have healed you and taken you through. And think about this, that the same God who did it maybe last week or years ago is still on the throne and is still able to do it again today. Amen. And forevermore.
Amen.
Yes, we have Sister Grant coming on. She's no stranger to us. She needs no introduction. She's a part of us. She's one of us. And I can remember the first time that she came on online. You know, she didn't stop coming. You know, she fell in love with the group. She loved God. Yes, she loved God. And we want to thank God for the sweet spirit that is upon our sister Grant. She loved the work of the Lord. It motivates her and it keeps her. We see the joy of the Lord being our strength. We see how she would be passionate about the word and as she share it with such joy and calmness, you know. And without no further ado, I know she can't wait to get on rolling. Without no further ado, I want to welcome to the podium our dear Sister Grant as she continue from last week. Sister Grant.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Scott. Good evening,
Amen.
everyone.
Good evening, Sister Grant.
I hope you had a good week.
Good evening,
Good
Sister Grant.
evening.
Good evening, Auntie.
Yeah, I hope you had a good
Bless the
week. I'm
Lord.
looking forward to what the Lord is going to say to us this evening.
My God.
Okay. For those who were not here last week, we started a study of Psalm number one. And we discussed the issues that we discussed last week was the character of the blessed and what he does. And one, he delights in the law of the Lord. Two, he meditates on God's laws. And three, he will produce good fruits because he is nourished with the word of God. And four, his obedience to God's word will bring prosperity. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody want to add to what I just said? Because that's what I recorded. Did we say anything else that stands out?
Yes,
Okay.
I think we did make a distinction between the, I think is between the unrighteous
You're
and the
right.
ungodly.
Godly and the sinner. Okay.
Ungodly, yes.
Yes.
So we are going to continue. We actually discuss the first three verses. So today we are going to try, we're going to finish it. So we are going to read the psalm again to refresh our memory what it was saying to us. So, could someone read it?
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in His law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Thank you, Sister Eva. Okay, so today we are going to look at the death verses 4 to 5, the desperation of the wicked. And we compare him to the blessed. And we see that the wicked, they have no value. The psalmist compared the wicked to chaff, that which is not good. Though some of us here, I was growing up in the country, so I know exactly what is chaff. We used to
Coffee,
pour coffee. And when we put that coffee to sun, it's still in the what you call it now, the husk or
Yes.
the whatever that is.
Trash, the trash,
The
trash,
trash.
trash,
Yeah.
trash.
And we put it out to sun or to heat it, whatever means. And then we would use the pencil and the mortar. And we would pound. And then we doing that would separate the seed, the good part of it, the seeds,
Right. Sounds right.
yes, from the
Amen.
what is not good. So we would probably put it into a container. We would just heave it up. And
Yes,
all
it's
the
vivid.
things that,
It's like shifting. It's like
right.
shifting. It's vivid. My
So
God.
whatever escape into the air, that is the chaff.
Light it,
Yes,
light, light.
light. No good,
No
no good,
weight, no
no
weight.
good, no good.
We did the same with our peas, gungo peas, or whatever type of peas. And you would do the same thing. And once you heave it up, it will just, the part that is not good, the
The
chaff,
breeze blows away. The breeze
goes
blows away.
away. So the Bible is saying that the wicked is like the chaff which
It's
the
a
wind
wind
drives away.
away.
Now we see also that even in the scripture we have that same we have another or two more scriptures that say the same thing. When we look at Job, when Job in his discourse and in all his suffering, he spoke about the wicked and how they are like a chaff. So if you look at Job chapter 21, verses 17 and 18, you see what Job was saying.
Although their good is not in their hand, the counsel of the wicked is far from me. How oft is the candle of the wicked put out, and how oft
Wicked.
their destruction upon them, that God contributed sorrows in his anger. They
Good.
stumble before the wind, and as chaff that the storm carrieth away.
Good. So you see, Job is giving the same description of the wicked. He's
Yes.
not going to stand. He cannot. The wicked cannot stand up.
Amen.
They're going to falter. They're going to fail. It's not like the blessed person.
No.
So we also have another reference here. We have what David said about the chaff again. Psalm 35 and verse 5.
Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them.
Right. So David was going through something, and then he expressed that let the wicked be useless. Let
Useless,
them be no more.
useless, useless.
Yes. So David, Job compared his enemies to that, and David also did it. Now the wicked has a sorrowful end. They will not stand in the judgment. Anybody want to expound on that? What is your take on that? The wicked shall not stand in the judgment.
I was thinking about that. Somebody would explain it to stand in the judgment.
Yes, you know, just as we said before, that the wicked is like the chaff that the wind blows away. In the judgment, they won't be able to stand still because they will be blown. I would look at it and said, they have no endurance, they have no root to stand. You know, so they won't be vindicated when God evaluates the righteous, when God evaluates, you know. I would look at it that way, that they won't be able to stand.
You know, when I was contemplating, meditating on it, and so what does this mean? And you know, judgment, and I think of different type of judgment in the Bible. And I said, what does this mean? And I keep pondering until it came to me that the judgment is a separating. The judgment is a separation for what's good and what's not good, what's wholesome and what's not wholesome, what's usable and what is of no use. You remember last week we spoke about the tree that is planted by the stream, where it gets all the nourishment and it looks healthy, and you know, and it probably would bear good fruits because it's a healthy plant. Now there's judgment. If you had a grove or even your garden and you have some plants in there that don't look good, you're going to make a judgment. And the judgment you're going to make is that you're going to save the good and healthy plants, and you're going to get rid, cut down, or pull up the ones that are useless, or just say they are not doing anything.
So, Miss Grant, if it the judgment, because I'm referring to the chaff too. So one if they're saying that the wicked cannot stand in the judgment, like they have no weight or no foundation to remain in place, right? So they lose their position, so they can't stand in the judgment.
Right.
As going back to the tree that is planted by the river, which it goes, the root goes deep down, so and it's nourished.
Those will stand, those will stand up.
And lose their position.
Yes. Yes. So that came to me clearly that's what and the psalmist is saying, that there will be a judgment because, I mean, they can't stand up.
I'm not thinking
they
of
have
the,
no way
and the goat.
Right.
Remember sheep and the goat?
Yes. The separation.
The sheep,
yes.
And, the sheep and the right. And the goat on the left. I was thinking about that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Sister Scott.
But remember, you know, Sister Grant, this the people that they're referring to here are the ungodly. The one that we established last week, that are those that are irreverent to God. So, you know, when the sinners might have a chance to go before the Lord in repentance, these people who are ungodly, they are not so. They cannot stand before the presence of the Lord, you know, seeking repentance. They have no weight, as Sister Minister Lynette would put it. They can't stand confidently when God is going to judge. You know, they can't stand upright. They not have the root, as Sister Minister Lynette would say, to stand before, or the foundation to stand before the Lord.
But Sister Camille, at the end of the day, it's save and unsave. So ungodly and sinner, they come in the same category, whatever, if they don't repent.
Right.
So it's all, you know, an in between.
Right.
You're saved or you're not saved.
There's
no in between. I was thinking of this separation.
Right, so both groups, whatever they want to, we want to call them, they have not given their lives to Jesus Christ, so they will be unsaved.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So
So
they're thrown away.
yes.
Yes.
So my thoughts went to John 15 and verse 6.
Okay, John 15, verse 6.
On the vineyard.
Okay. John 15.
All right, John 15, verse 6, he
Verse
said,
6.
"If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gathered them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned."
Right. So if you don't have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior,
I'll cast them forth like a burn.
are you with me? Yes.
Amen.
Right. So sinners and ungodly are not among the redeemed.
Amen.
No.
They are not different category.
Amen.
Compare them to.
So when
Yes.
we're talking about the chaff and the plants that look withered and whatever, that's the ungodly and the sinner we're talking about.
Amen.
No.
Both of them here, son and sister, both of them in the same boat, as you said, because it says, "Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor
As
sinners in the
sinners,
congregation
right?
of
They
the
are in the
righteous."
same category.
Yes.
Oh, the final contrast between the righteous and the ungodly, as portrayed in verse 6. Let's look at verse 6.
For
Six.
the Lord,
The
for the Lord,
Lord.
earth the way of the righteous, for the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Right. So God knows those who are walking in his ways.
Amen.
And he
Amen.
also knows those who are not walking in his ways because
Ungodly.
God is
Ungodly.
omniscient. That's a big word.
He
But
knows
God knows everything.
everything.
God knows everything.
Yes.
So you can't fool God
No.
because he knows your thoughts. Psalm 139.
Amen.
He knows everything about us. And as I talk about omniscient, that same psalm will tell you that God is omnipotent and he's omnipresent. Amen.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Amen.
He's
Right?
everywhere. And he knows
Omniscient,
all.
omnipotent,
And he knows all.
And omnipresent.
present, and
Yes.
omnipresent.
Present. He knows
Okay.
all powerful, all knowing.
Yes.
And
He's
he's
present.
everywhere at the
He's
same
all
time.
knowing. Oh, yes. Oh,
So for those of you on here tonight who do, are not familiar with those words, omnipresent,
yes. He's everywhere. God
omniscient,
is everywhere. God is everywhere.
yes, he knows everything,
Yes.
All knowing.
right, and he's
He's a put
almighty, omnipotent,
all powerful.
all-powerful.
Yes.
And so if you read Psalm 139, you'll see all those characteristics of God. Okay. Now God promised to reward those who seek him and obey his word. And that is eternal life. Right? We're going to be rewarded.
Yes.
He rewards those who seek him and
Oh, yeah.
obey his word. Because we will get blessings here, but we're not talking about material blessings now. We're talking about the
Spiritual.
eternal blessing that is coming
Amen.
from God.
Spiritual.
Right? Spiritual, as Sister Scott said. The way of the ungodly is a path to destruction.
Amen.
Amen.
And they are going to be separated from God.
Jesus.
So we can't take counsel from the ungodly because they cannot give us counsel.
No. No.
Right?
Amen.
Because we will be among them, but we are the counselors.
Amen.
Yes.
Not of them. With them, but not of them.
In my preparation, I was reading a passage we said, I think it was Proverbs, where it said, the wicked said, let us go and do that. Let us go and plunder. Let us, everything that is against God's law.
Yes.
So we cannot walk in the counsel
Of
of the
the
ungodly
ungodly.
because they can't tell us and what we are to go. We
Yes.
go to the house of God. We go to the house of prayer.
Amen.
Okay. Now, when I was preparing this study, I also looked because the Bible gives a lot of contrasts or opposites. So I look at Matthew 7
Matthew
and verses 13 and 14, and it says something that maybe we should have a look at.
7, 14.
All right,
Enter
Matthew.
in all the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it.
Okay, so we have two ways here. We have the narrow way, and they have the broad way. Now, God's children are God's people going to walk, take the narrow way. The ungodly is going to take the broad road because I'm not any limits, not any bounds.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
He's going to do whatever he wants to do
Not any
because
position.
no guardrails.
No position. Just do.
No,
Yes. Do.
the child of God, the Christian, cannot take the broad road.
No.
Right? Because, for example, somebody might say to you, let us go and break that shop tonight. You, as a child of God, know it's wrong. He doesn't care. Because he is not confined to any way. No, we as Christians are confined to the
Yes.
narrow road.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Right? And Jesus also spoke about another contrast, I think. He said, I think he talk about wisdom, using wisdom, how your foundation is. Is your foundation on Jesus Christ? When he talks about the buildings, are you going to have a firm foundation that cannot be shaken? Because if we are rooted and grounded in the word of God and the things of God, then we are not easily persuaded. And
So true.
to be honest, some ungodly people, they have very strong character can lead you if you're not strong in the word.
Yes.
Yes, you're yes. So
Mr.
true.
Wise, Mr.
Amen.
Worldly Wise,
Manipulate you.
Mr. Worldly Wise.
Yes, man.
Those of us who read Pilgrim Progress,
Oh, yes.
Mr. Worldly Wise Man, he persuade you to go off the track.
Yes.
Go astray.
Yes. Go
Pilgrim
astray.
Christian was going on the straight path to the celestial city.
Yes.
Pilgrim's Progress. Pilgrim's
Mr. Worldly Wise Man, and persuaded him to get off track.
You took it off track. So you have to be rooted and grounded in the
Amen.
word.
Amen.
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 So it's wise for us as Christians not to be too. Let me see if I can rephrase it. We as Christians are supposed to be guarded when we
Happy and
are
the guard.
be
And the
guarded,
supervise
Daniel
of the
guard.
Amen.
devil. The supervise of the devil.
Yes.
Put on the whole armor of God, God,
Amen, amen,
that you may
amen.
not withstand the wiles of the devil.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the devil comes in different forms and shapes.
Yes, to deceive you.
To deceive, because that's his job.
Yes, deceptive.
Yes.
Okay. Now, we can also have a, it's better to be unpopular than being popular. Because sometimes popularity is our don't would be our downfall.
Our downfall, man.
So it's better not to be popular. Okay. Let us look at John 10 and verse 10, what the scripture says to us.
Verse 10.
John 10, verse 10.
The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Jesus
Amen.
Gives abundant life.
Thank you, Lord.
Right? So we have, we, if we want that abundant life, we have
yes.
to stay rooted. Rooted and grounded.
Grounded.
Yes.
The word of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Choosing the Jesus way is the better way. Or the best way.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And eternal life. There's a separation here now.
Yes. Eternal life is in Jesus.
Some will get to eternal life. And some will be go to damnation. That's what the scripture says.
Yeah.
So John 3:36. Let's look at that one.
He that believeth on the Son have everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him.
Okay, so we have a reward. The blessed person has a reward. He will get find eternal life, and the ungodly will be condemned.
Amen.
But Sister Grant, that's why I mentioned before about the sheep and the goat.
Yes. Yes.
Yes,
separation.
That separation is there.
Yeah. And we could also look at the wheat and the tears.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes.
And perhaps you could look at the buildings, building on the rock and building on the sand.
Right.
All those references you could take into
Amen.
Consideration.
Okay. So, Brother Scott, I'm surprising you. I'm turning over to you.
Amen. Amen. Amen, sister.
Finish early. Amen.
Amen, Sister Grant. We give God thanks.
Amen.
Amen. As Sister Grant was presenting there, and I was looking at the references that the Bible would use for the wicked.
Yes.
We look at one, I think is in Proverbs 28 and verse 1, that tells us that the wicked flee even when no man pursueth.
Yes.
Yeah, that's to show you the broad road that he has to encounter with. And the shadiness is not rooted and grounded in God, in the word of God. He's not rooted and grounded in it. So, and remembering is wicked. Because you know everybody, you have a conscience.
Oh, yes.
You know? And he knows the wickedness that he has been performing over the years or over the many months or whatever. So sometimes he even do wickedness to someone that he don't even remember. And he know with his remembrance of what he has done,
he just continue running. He just, you can see the posture on his face and stuff, and you just know that that man is shady in his ways. He's not sturdy, as Sister Grant would say, with the righteous is like a tree that is planted by the rivers, and it has roots and stay put. But the wicked is like the chaff that the wind blows away, and so they are unstable. If you want to, see a wicked person, look for somebody that is that look unstable, and the ways,
Like he would run any time. He looks like he would run any time.
yes, and the ways would the ways find them out many a times. If you want to be a righteous person, just tell the truth, because there's only one truth.
Amen. Amen.
There's only one truth, but there's so many other way you can perverse truth and twist it up and stuff. And sometimes I tell a lie, and you have to use another lie to cover that lie and
One line
stuff.
doesn't work.
Yeah,
Yes.
and you don't even remember what you said to that
Yeah.
person and stuff. And it just make you. It find you out, your action, your words, it find you out over a period of time. But when you tell the truth, you
Truth
say,
shall
you
stand.
tell the truth to
Truth.
this person, that person, that person. You don't, every time they ask you, that's what you're going to say, because that's the truth. Sister Camille?
Truth stand. This truth stand.
Yes, Deacon, I just had a remark about what you said about if you want to know those who are wicked, you look and see how unstable. The truth is, sometimes you don't see it in a Deacon. Sometimes they
No
appear,
conscience.
because even the same Proverbs, I think it's chapter 26 I was reading the other day, and then in the latter verses that was talking about persons who talk with their mouth, but their hearts are wicked,
My, my.
Evil.
And
Yes, very
evil. Their
evil.
hearts are evil. And so for some persons it's easy to see them. You look at their demeanor, you look at their appearance, and you can easily tell. But there are some others who are very deceptive,
My,
and
my.
when you look at the package that them present themselves in and how they talk, you if you're not careful, you believe, and you get drawn into it, it takes the Holy Spirit of God really to expose them to you in the spirit, for you to say, my God, then that's how this person was, when the character, because if the person is wicked, it's going to show in their character. Mouth can say all the nice things, but the character is what will, when it comes out in the character, and especially if it comes out over and over, then you say, yes, this is the nature of this person, and that's when sometimes we are able to draw a conclusion. Because to hold them wicked, they can be true, then deceptive with their mouth, and then pretend, but their hearts are not where it's supposed to be.
Yes,
If your
please.
heart's evil, it means that you're really wicked.
My, my.
Amen.
Amen. So true. Sometimes they are so deceptive. They can deceive you, because they are workers of Satan. Satan is the one that controls them. So, and Satan is very deceptive and stuff. So sometimes the wicked come, and up to the very last, you could have they could be have their last breath to take, and they're still not being righteous. They're still so perverse in their way, and they're not telling you the truth, or they're not changing their mind or whatever, right until death.
My God,
It's
one
like
of
they pledge an allegiance
yes,
to be wicked. They pledge an allegiance to be wicked. Some of the wicked, I don't know if you ever come across a wicked person that hates God so much, as much as to say that they have their space in hell already, and nothing can change. I
Oh,
don't.
my God,
Yeah, Jesus.
yes.
Yes, they are so wicked that they don't even want to change the pathway. They think being on the wicked pathway, that's all there is. Some people, you have to really wonder What
What
make
they
them up and stuff, because they don't care nothing about the righteous way. And they find, they try to find some type of doctrine that makes them feel comfortable in their ways. You know,
Yes.
they try to find some type of doctrine that conform to their lifestyle and stuff. They are quick to say that after death there is nothing else, nothing. You know, you're forgotten about and everything. This is all. This is all we have. This life here on earth, and they live only for this moment, only for this life, and stuff. You have some young boys. They're wicked so much that they say they're willing to dead before they reach 21 because they're not going to dead as no papa. And they will do anything.
Yes. Yes, you
Yeah,
have it.
they would do anything to live up
Obtain
in this
earthly
world and
wealth.
stuff. We have a generation of viper
My
that
God.
don't give a biscuit
Yeah.
about anyone at all who they hurt.
Not
They
care.
just hurt
No.
anybody
Do
that
anything.
come to their mind. You don't even
Yes.
have to cross the path for them to do dishonor to you and stuff. We live in a very perilous time that when men become lovers of themselves instead of lovers of God,
Love of
they are the
God.
wicked. You know, they are the wicked. You know, they would devise evil plan. You know, they would pick your pocket and pick out the very last. Even your boss fear, they
No,
would take out and gone.
conscience.
They don't have no conscience at all.
Conscience
You
is
know?
sheared with iron.
Yes, the conscience is like sheared with a hot iron. They don't care a biscuit about you and whatever. We have a generation that rise up so wicked. And if you
Right.
never if you never used to pray for them now so that God will turn them, you know, around and stuff. Because we have wicked people around, man. The wicked cats shall walk cool in these last days. The people,
Wicked,
them
wicked,
cool. They don't have no
wicked.
mercy. You know, no mercy. When
Run
you see them plan to flee, even when nobody now run after them, they
there.
run.
After yes, you talk
Yes,
about life, but you speak.
they run gone because they don't even know who they have
Now
defrauded
let the trouble
on their
see me.
path,
Now
on
let
their
the trouble
pathway.
see.
You know?
They shape, their
Yes.
mind are shape.
Yes. I used to have a co when I was in the military, I used to have this co-worker, they call him suspect. Anybody miss anything, they go to suspect. Because as you look at him, you can suspect him that he's the one that do it. So the name stick on him, suspect. You know, so if you miss your shoes,
Go to
if
suspect.
your shoes get
Suspect.
stolen,
Go to
just go to
suspect.
suspect. Just find suspect wherever he is. Find suspect and say, suspect, what you keep my shoes for? And suspect asks you, he's not going to tell you that is not him. He's going to say to you, what size you wear? And you say, okay, it's a size 10. And he say, okay, come check me back later. And you go back, go check suspect, what time he tell you to come back. I mean, when you go back, he have a shoes to give you, a size 10 to give you. You know?
Teeth, teeth, that's a teeth.
You know, yes. So that's how you find some type of wickedness that is happening around you.
Yes.
It's wicked, is downheart wickedness. What would tell a person now? What would motivate a person to have a gun and to pull the trigger, killing an innocent person? Wickedness. You know, that person have their life, their families, they have their children, they have people, their loved ones and stuff, and they would be gunned down by the hands of wicked persons and stuff. When this psalm is so fitting, you know, when we look and see it,
What
blessed,
is going
you know,
on?
yes, there's a clear distinction between the righteous and the wicked, as Sister Grant would have presented. You know, if you look at it, people of God, you know, when you look at blessed, you know, when you look at the
Blessed
blessed, the way of the righteous
one.
and the way of the
Happy
wicked,
man. Happy.
you know, it show you the blessedness, the blessed person being described,
Happy.
and a picture, it show you a picture of the blessed person. And when the way the psalmist put it, it becomes so vivid. in our minds, it gives us three distinct characteristics that would make this message come across so clearly, as Sister Grant would say. He said, walk, walk in the counsel of the wicked,
Stand.
and stand, and sit.
Yes.
So stand in the way of sinner. Many a time, we as ungodly, as we see the ungodly as a prime threat at all times, but sometimes the righteous is bad. Some of the time they stand in the way of sinners, stand in the way of sinners. We would have the unsaved with us. And we, for the whole day sometimes, and we don't even tell him anything about the cross, We don't even tell him anything about Christ. We stand in their way and we do stuff that they are doing and they feel good with it because there is a righteous person doing it with them and stuff. Listen to the same secular music that they're listening to, go to the same party and party all night, drink
Lord
the
have
same
mercy.
liquor that they're drinking. And they feel good because they say, "Oh, Pastor, doing it with me, so I'm
Oh,
all
it's all
right.
right. It's all right. It's
It's
all
all
right.
right. I'm all right." And they would say, "Come to this party because Pastor coming to
Oh, all right. All right.
Yes, Sister Camille."
Yes, Deacon. I just wanted to share an experience I had some time ago in COVID. My church, remember when we had the rule or the stipulation that we would have persons, church would be open with persons 6 feet apart. So we had to go to church and lay out the chairs 6 feet apart and know how many persons the church could take. Because if it's over a certain amount and everybody not being able to be seated and be 6 feet apart, then, police going to come and shut down the church. And so because of that, we used to have two services, one in the morning, at, I think, 8 to 9 to 10, 8 to 9, something like that, and then 9 to 10, something like that it used to be. And I used to be the one to do the rosters, persons with sending their names and tell which service they want to be a part of. I remember having this young lady, she's an unsaved, and I saw her, and because at that time COVID, really I go nowhere, and in your house, and I got bored. So there's this church sister that I used to go to her house, and we used to pray during that time. And she lived close by, and she would hear us praying, and we would invite her sometimes to come and pray with us. So when she came now and she would pray with us and stuff, then after that, now we would play dominoes and stuff with her. And I invited her to church. And the young lady asked me, it opened my eyes when she asked me. She said, I said, "Which one of the service you want to come to?" And she mentioned a name, and she said, "Which service is that person coming to?" And I
My
said,
God.
"First service." And she said, "Put me down for second service." And I said, "Jesus Christ."
My,
It
my.
allowed me to look. Deacon, I didn't even think about the person that she asked about. I looked into myself and I said, "God, I wonder how many persons are afraid to come to church because of me."
My
Because this
God.
young lady asked deliberately, like, I said, "Which service deacons category?" And I said, "The first one." And she said, "Put me down for the second one."
Oh, my
And I'm
goodness.
looking at it to say, then if this person is a Christian, and I'm not saying it from a place of judgment, I'm just saying, oh God, when we as believers are the ones standing in the way of the sinners, then how does that look for us?
Give an
It
account to
caused
give.
me to reflect
I'll give an
on
account.
me, and me, I said, God, help me not to ever be in a position that one of your daughter or your son may say, I am not going to go to church because Sister Camille. Mr. God, if I anything with me, I do,
Oh,
Mr.
God.
Beg, point it out to me. If I need to go to somebody and apologize, if I need to make peace, Mr. God, show me. Because I don't know what I would do. Me not know what happened if I got the understanding that somebody, I am standing in the way of the sinner coming to God. I don't want to come to church. I don't want to come to God. And sometimes as believers, Sister Grant would have talked about it last week when we're not to stand in the counsel of the ungodly. But it cannot be that we
Stand in the way
push
for
off
to
Yeah,
come to
this sort
God.
of energy towards them, like we are more than them or we're better than them. We are all sinners saved by grace, right? I was in the world. And so if I'm going to witness to somebody, it cannot be from a place where I'm high up and looking down. You know, that is not the right stance. That is not the right attitude. That's not the right way to look at it. And the whole that there's no room for the Holy Spirit to work in that regard. You know, but when you can share and said, listen, I have been there, and it's for the grace of God that I am here. Just come now, just give God a chance. I feel like there's more conviction because now you're open to the move of the Holy Spirit. You know, it was just something that I went back to when I when you said stand in the way of
Of
sinners. You
sinners,
know,
yes.
it caused me to reflect and look and say, am I standing? Even at work, am I standing? Is there somebody thinking, oh, Camille to help me, but I never serve for them, God, because they go on like they're more than people.
My God.
I would never want to be that person, you know. And I am intentional in what I'm asking the Lord for, to keep me at a place of humility that can never be said. You know, it must be a place where persons are drawn to
That may
me,
not come to God
want to know
because
of my
that
God,
does
want
not
to
work.
learn
Yes.
more about my God, and that in itself it requires intentionality.
Oh,
Intentionally
my
seeking the
God.
Lord for humility. I just wanted to share.
Sister Camille,
That's happening
It
up there.
yes, Sister
Sister
Graham.
Camille, it could be, I don't know the situation, but it could be a case where the two of them not on speaking terms. And then the Bible says we are to let our light so shine that
Right.
men may see our good work and be led to glorify our Father. So maybe
Amen.
it's something that is that person is not doing, but that is aligned to being a
Right.
Christian.
Sister Grant, it
Yes.
would be that also that that person going to church not doing the right thing out there.
Right.
Yes, see? And the person who doesn't want to worship with that person or knows the things that he's doing.
Right.
They don't want to mix with him none at all. Yes.
Possibly.
I had it in my church back home. I had it in my
Oh
church
my
back home.
God.
Yes, I know.
You
Yes,
see,
we were going to have this. You remember?
it's like the hedgehog. The hedgehog sit at the top of the lair or whatever it is. I will not allow any other animal to go in, or dog in the manger.
You see? You see? I had it in my
Yes.
home.
Stand in the
Somebody
way.
is definitely, I'm not coming because such and such a person, such and such and such.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not going.
Yes. But you know, sometimes it's not even that the as believers, sometimes we find ourselves in some situation. It's not that we want it like that, you know, but when we sometimes the enemy lead us there. But when we find ourselves there, we have to pray and repent and come out of it. Because I was in a situation with this young lady where we used to play in the same COVID time, we used to play cricket on a Sunday, and I used to be the scorer. And I scored as honest as I possibly could, and she sent me teeth, you know, and she had me off. And I saw her this Sunday after that when she came back and they were selling stuff, and you know, she normally would call to me. When we called to her, she not answer. And I went to her. Come here, I said, oh, she not answer me when we called to her. And she's still far, and I tell somebody if you order something from me, because I was helping out the lady that was selling. And me just bring myself and go to her. And me said to her, say, me realize, say, you know, you don't come. And of course, you have to be led by the Holy Spirit, because you don't want to go and then a fight and then argument and stuff. So you want to be led by the Holy Spirit. But I went to her and me say, me not do malice, you know. Me say, me not do malice. Me say, if I did something to offend you, then I apologize. You hear? I'm not intentionally trying. And I made it clear to her, listen, I want peace, you know. And she didn't receive it at first, but I said my bit. And she never answered me, and she had the attitude. But then I walked away. But me live to see that same young lady call me when me, because I used to drive past her house. And she said, pick me up for church tomorrow. The same young lady. And she would say, pray
Amen.
for me, you know, because me I come in, I'm gonna reach it, but may I come in, Sister Camille, pray for me. And I looked at it, I mean, I said, probably if me never go to her, you know, and let her know that me no want no rival, a peace me want. You know, should I probably have me off and probably not come to church because of me same way? And that is why I was saying earlier, I asked God to show me, because we're not perfect and we all, you know,
Yeah,
we
well,
fall
sinner
into
comes short of the
situations
glory.
where It's not intentional, but things happen, misunderstandings happen, you know. But when the Lord show it to us, we pray about it, and He will show us how to approach a situation so that, you know, there's clarity and there is the ear is clear. One thing with me, you know, Sister Camille, me I'll confront it. I pray about it,
Amen.
and me I'll confront it because I don't want anything brewing. And when I go to pray, if a conversation was not had properly, it comes be anything at it comes before me. And so I have to make sure that me deal with it in a way. I don't always get it right. And I'm still learning, but I'm always going to try to do what the Lord wants us to do. And
Amen.
that's not where we have to stand. You know,
Amen.
seek the Lord that He'll provide clarity.
Amen. I think this is where we ask the Lord to search us and see if there's any wicked ways in
Cleanse
us to try us
you
and see, because many
thing.
a times we as Christians find ways or places where we turn off our light. We don't let our light shine in certain places because we want to live up our life any way we want to in some places. And that's a way of standing in the way of sinner. I remember a circumstance where these two individuals, they were in a relationship. One was unsaved and one was a pastor of a very prominent church. And they were in this relationship, and he was a pastor of the church. And he couldn't invite that lady to church any at all because he was a blockage in the
Yes.
way. He couldn't invite her to church, knowing that maybe if he invite her to church, he's going to mash up the dalliance that they were having. And they continued in that concubinage relationship for a long time. The church, I don't think he knew about it, and he go on mission trips all over the world,
Oh my
Africa, all
goodness.
over the place. And he's there, and he worship on a Saturday. And you wouldn't see him come there on a Saturday nor on a Friday evening. But after Saturday, after church Saturday, he would be there and stuff. And he couldn't invite that lady to church. And she was unchurched. She never go no church any at all. And that give her that not only put a blockage
Standing
on
the
his
way.
path. Yeah, that not only put a blockage on his path, but it's like she put up a rap sheet or a profile for every promising pastors or so, because they say, okay, all of them would be the same thing and stuff, you know. Yes, yeah, so things like that. We as Christians have to be so intentional, as Sister Camille would say, that we don't stand in the way of sinners and stuff. Call a spade wherever you are. Same rule, one rule, Jesus rules, you know, and just live. Live so that even if your mouth can't open to talk, your life should be truth, should be a life of truth, that even your lifestyle alone can draw somebody to Christ, you know. And we as Christians have to be so we are called to be representative of Christ, and it takes a constant walk and a prayer life that is next to none. We have to seek God in prayer right through. We don't know. Sometimes one wrong word with good intention can come from your mouth that can cut off someone from seeing the light through you. One wrong word with good
Yes.
intention. You have a good intention and you speak that
Yes.
word, and that person take it as offensive, and you cut off that person from seeing the light through you. Many a times, I know many of you here online tonight can attest to the fact that sometimes you do some things with good intention and somebody looking at you and said, then you say you're a Christian.
Yes.
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 It's like you shut off a light right there, you know.
Sure. Yes.
It's like
Yes.
you're out a light right there. And you do it with good intention, you know. You do it not with any bias or anything that would cause any animosity.
Animosity. Quiet.
Yeah, but
In here.
the person see it as
Really
being
wrong.
offensive. They read you wrong. They read your emotion wrong. They read
Sincerely
your
wrong.
body language wrong.
Everything.
You know, they read your mind wrong and everything. You know, you could be having a bad day. You could be very hungry. And then your face gets so long, and some you respond to somebody with your situation surrounding you, your hungriness and stuff. They don't know that you're hungry. And through that, you respond to them in a certain way. They say, look at him. And then he say, I'm a Christian.
You're right.
Brother Everton, the scripture says that you have to walk circumspectly.
Yes,
Not a fool,
circumspectly, that as
but
fools,
as
but
wise.
otherwise.
He mean.
Yeah, but the good intention, Sister Grant. You're not doing it with any malice or anything.
I know.
Yes, but it just re have a different reading when it hit the other
Quite
side of the
sincere,
fence.
quite sincere, but you're quite sincerely wrong. You're quite sincere, but you're sincerely wrong.
Yeah, so we have to be so careful. We and it calls us to inspect ourselves and really look into our life and see if there's anybody in our life or anybody at work, anybody that we are standing in their way of them receiving Christ. You know, and really pray about it so that the blockage can be cleared and your light can be so bright. You know, so you can shine brighter and brighter every day. You know,
Amen. Amen.
yeah. Get some oil in a lamp, and keep it burning. You know, it's the light that is important, and is that the lamp nor the oil, you know, but the
The
light that comes. That's the
light.
important. That's that's the important part of it. The light, because we see it in the scripture that you can have a lamp, and it not serve no purpose because it have no oil in it. So, and the thing is that is not the lamp, not the oil, but is the light that comes from the lamp and the oil. That's what we as Christians should walk with. Not you could be anointed, you could be anointed till the oil drop off of you. If you're not, if the light not shining or cut no dash. You know? Anointed till the oil are run off of you. If you're not, if the light is not shining in the life that you live, you're not cutting any dash. You're
Hello.
standing in the way of sinners.
Amen.
You know? Yeah,
Awesome.
so it's a as Sister Grant would say, it's a very narrow road we as Christians have to tread every day. It's
Yes.
not easy. And when you get through a day, praise God and thank God for it. We don't have the broad way. We don't want the broad way. You know, possibly we were on that broad way once,
Thank God.
and we give up everything that we know, everything that would keep us company. We give it up for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How many are you? When you come to Christendom, some friends you have to cut them off. How many are you when you
Amen.
come to Christendom? Some habits you have to cut off. How
Amen.
many of you when you come to Christendom? Some jobs you have to leave it. You know, because you're trimming off, because you're getting on the narrow path, and the narrow path don't call for baggages. Your
Hey.
baggage can't hold through that alley that you're going to walk through as Christians. Your baggage can't hold through it, so you have to shed every weight. You have to shed your baggage. You're just like a rocket about to launch. And you know, as we were doing our studies the other day, when that rocket lift up, it can't take everything with it. Some of the material have to drop off in order for the rocket to soar higher and higher. You know, some things have to drop. And so we as Christians, when we take on this pathway,
The
we have to drop off certain things in
baggage,
order
yeah,
to go
drop off
through
the
the narrow path. Yeah.
baggage.
You have to become bare before Almighty God. Your
Amen.
pride, you have to cut off your pride, you have to cut
Humble,
off anything you find
humility.
that will drag you down. You have to cut it off.
Yes,
You know, and
humility.
it is a walk, intentional walk to be on the path of the righteous.
Righteous.
You know, to let your root
Nice
really
first
rooted
time.
and grounded in Christ, to let your root really sink deep so that no storm clouds can rock your ship, because you're rooted and grounded, and you're going to say, no matter whatever comes your way, you're going to stick with the plan. You're going to say, let God be God in our situation. Worship him. I'm going to worship him like Job did. I'm going to worship him when I lose everything. I'm going to worship him when I'm in the lion's den, when the lions are there. I'm going to worship him in the fiery furnace. I'm going to worship him at work. I'm going to worship him at home. You know, I'm going to worship him wherever I go. I'm going to let my light so shine to live this Christian path, to walk this path of glory. It's not bread and cheese, but you only can do it when you have the Christ in the vessel. When
Yes.
you are fulfilled, when you have pledged that allegiance to the Lamb of God, to the Lamb of Calvary, when you have pledged the allegiance to Him
Amen.
with all your heart and with all your mind. I was
Yes.
listening to an analogy yesterday, an analogy with a ham and egg breakfast. A breakfast with ham and egg. Ham, you know, ham, pork,
Yes, yes.
and egg. You know, and the analogy was saying that the chicken, to produce that egg, the chicken lays that egg and still continue to lay. The chicken did not give his all to produce that egg. But the pig
The pig.
gave his all to
Or
produce that ham. His
yes,
all
there
was on the altar of sacrifice to
is.
produce that ham, that bacon that come from him. He have to lose everything. So
Give up
we are
everything.
called to be like the pig that lose everything, but all on the altar of sacrifice. It's not the
Jesus.
egg that you lay the egg and then you continue to live. You know, Paul would say that I am
The pig
crucified with
of the
Christ.
all.
Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but the life
Christ
that
has
I
lived
now live, I live through to Christ that live in me, that gave himself for me. You know, and that's how your victory comes, when you find yourself crucified with Christ, when the old Adamic nature is crucified. That's how you find true joy and peace, when you know are beneath and God is above, when God is controlling your life and taking full control of you. You're not going to be clothed sometimes. You're not going to be fed sometimes. You're not going to walk. You're not going to have all your bills sometimes appear, whatever. But God, when you have Christ, you still can have joy. You
Oh,
know,
yeah,
you may
it's
not,
that joy.
you may not be happy, but the joy that is an internal state. Happiness is what you see, the outside things, you
Lasting,
know?
yes.
Yeah, the
The
outside
joy,
things that
the
not happy.
joy.
But when you have that joy within, when you find that source
Hallelujah.
of joy,
Hallelujah.
then everything else come underneath it, because whatever situation you're in, you can sing, you can sing praises unto God with understanding, and then your praise is now going to have meaning to it, because you're not praising out of somebody else's joy, but
Your
you have
joy,
found a new
your
joy within
joy.
yourself, so you can
Oh,
praise
yes.
God from that joy. You remember when the children of Israel, they were going over their last urge was to cross their Jordan. They set up a memorial in the middle of Jordan River.
Yes.
They set up that memorial, those 12 stones that were hidden. When the water come back and take its course, those 12 stones going to
That's
covered,
it
and
there.
no one not going to know that it is there. But they do it for a purpose, because the word of God said that put those stones there so you can have a memorial on inside
Amen.
of you. So when people see you praise God out of nothing, they can understand that there's a memorial that is within you. When they see you just lift
Amen.
your
Of
hands up
joy.
and you just and they see the tears just running down by just a simple maybe a simple chorus being sung, or a simple verse of the Bible being read, or just something simple, you'd consider it simple. But the depths of what we are that have gone, where you have that memorial, it resurrects the memorial that is in you, and you can now have a deep consecrated praise on the inside, because you have a memorial. You remember what God has
Has
done
done
for
for
you
Amen.
as the righteous. That
Amen.
is to show you the root that we have. As
Yes.
the righteous, we are rooted in the word
Oh,
of God. You
yes.
know, we are rooted, and we are not easily swayed with every wind of doctrine or any little thing. We're not easily persuaded. You know, we can identify truth more than ever. I think I shared this with you once already. You know, my Sunday school teacher, he tell me that don't study counterfeit money.
No,
Study
no.
the real money.
Amen.
Because when you know the real money, when
You know,
counterfeit come,
counterfeit.
you can identify it.
Yes.
But if you study, if you spend your time and study counterfeit money,
No good.
they come in different form and different ways. They come in different
Amen.
shape and different size.
Telling
So
the
if you spend your time
truth.
studying
Yes.
counterfeit, you're going to waste your life all the time studying
Study
counterfeit.
the truth.
Know the
Genuine
gospel. Know the
Christianity.
real gospel for yourself. Know Jesus for yourself. So that when the Antichrist come, when
You
anything
know. You
apart
know.
from Christ is presented to you, you will know it because you know, you have an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ the righteous. You know
Amen.
him for yourself. So, and you know him, and you know his character, so you can hear his voice because you know his character. You are familiar with him. You know what he will do and what he
He
would
will not
do.
do.
You know what he has planned for you. But when you spend your life and your time
I study
studying what
counterfeit.
Can disqualify you from glory. You know, you have some people wasting their time studying what can disqualify them from glory. They study the things that doesn't edify, and wherever they hear about a wind of doctrine being preached that will cause them to be comfortable in their sin, they go to it and stop because they don't want the narrow way, they want the broad way. You know, and it's sad, people of God, and we really have to really pull up our socks
Yeah.
in this time and age that we're living in. You
Amen.
know, because the word of God tells us that judgment must begin in the house of
House of
God.
God,
Jesus,
you know,
Peter, Jesus,
judgment must begin
Peter.
in the house of God. And if the righteous shall still
Yes,
sleep,
God, Savior.
make it, there
Yes,
shall
oh
the sinner
God,
and ungodly
and
appear.
godly go,
The Lord
mighty
be made.
God. If the
Jesus.
righteous shall scarce be saved, what shall the
Shall
sinners and the
the righteous
unrighteous
and the
do?
unrighteous. Yeah,
But
Jesus.
you know, we have to make our calling and election sure. You know, as righteous people, we have to make our calling and election sure. You know, we have to go all the way, all the way,
Oh
all the
God,
way.
oh God, oh
There's
God,
no
oh
other way. You
goodness.
know, there's no other way. We need to put on our blinders sometimes and focus on the path that is
Jesus.
laid before us. There's no time to be in any isms and no schisms with no
Yeah,
one.
be
It's
careless,
time for you
careless.
to really break up your fallow grounds wherever you feel that you have
Yes,
been
yes,
faltered along the way. Break it up,
he
man.
must. Yes,
Break up
he
your fallow
must.
grounds and
Break up your folly ground.
really stand on Christ, the solid rock. You
Amen, amen.
know, you really stand. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
I hope
Thank you,
this study
Jesus.
this evening has done
Yes,
justice
amen.
to
Thank
you, and we
the
stand
Lord.
to benefit from it. I want to, before we close, I just want to open the floor if anyone has anything to say, anything to share, any experiences. If not, we're going to invite Sister Candy to come with the notices.
Good night, everyone.
Good
Good
night,
night.
Sister Candy.
Good night.
Night, Candy.
Candy.
Night, oh, Sister Candy.
On behalf of the leadership of Faith Defenders Bible Study Group, I am pleased to welcome you to tonight's Bible study. And I'll go ahead and read our mission statement. Faith Defenders Bible Study Group mission is to bring the hope of the gospel to our community and beyond. We are a non-denominational group dedicated to knowing Christ deeply and making him known. Through the authority of Scripture, we study to grow in wisdom and to actively share our faith by inviting others into a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ and to build his kingdom one person at a time. And here is the vision statement. To see a transformed community where the hope of the gospel reaches every heart, we envision a growing body of believers rooted in the truth of God's word, who are actively and personally sharing their faith, expanding the kingdom of God one person, one small group, and one transformed life at a time. For those who were able to attend our midweek fellowship last Thursday, we had a refreshing time reflecting and learning about end time prophecies. If you missed it, the replay is available on our website. It's www.faithdefenders.org. prayerportaltoheaven.com. Come on out this Thursday at 8 p.m. on this same platform for a prayer meeting. Again, this will be hosted by our partner ministry, Prayer Portal to Heaven Ministry International, on this same link. It promises to be a blessing. Post it on your status and invite everyone you know. Looking forward to seeing you all on Saturday at 8 p.m. for our regular Bible study. Have a productive week winning souls for Christ by the lives you live and the words that you speak. I'll now hand over to Sister Allison just to close off in prayer and to do the benediction.
Before you come on, thank you, Sister Candy. Before you come, Sister Allison, Sister Hutchinson, you had your hand raised.
No, maybe it's an error. Thank you.
Okay, Sister Hutchinson. Sister Allison.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Sister Candy. Good night, everyone. Let's
Good
go
night.
to
Good
the
night,
throne
Sister
of gr
Allison.
Let's go to the throne room of grace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. We bless your name. We
Yes, Lord.
magnify your name, mighty God. We lift you up tonight. We just thank you, oh God, for the time that we had tonight studying your word.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you for another opportunity together here on this platform, Lord, to learn more about how to walk in these times, mighty God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
As we reflect on what we have studied tonight, we are reminded of the blessing that comes from delighting in your law and meditating on it day and night.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for the promise that you have made unto us that if we're planted by the rivers of waters,
Yes,
mighty
Lord.
God, we'll bear
Mm.
fruit in due
Yes, Jesus.
season.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
And that whatever we do, mighty God, it will prosper according to your will.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Help us, Father God, not to stand in the way, oh God, of those, oh God, that you would have to come to know you, oh God, in this season. Help
Oh
us not to
God.
stand in the way of sinners, mighty God. Father God, help us to be firmly rooted in you. I ask you
Amen.
tonight to guard our hearts, mighty God, and to guard our steps, oh God, and shape our desires, mighty God, so that we'll choose the right path, the one, the narrow way, oh God, that
Oh,
leads to
Jesus.
everlasting life.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mighty God.
Father God, I pray that you'll help us that our lives, oh God, will always reflect that
Yes.
we belong to you, Father God. We'll be
Yes,
above
Lord.
reproach, mighty God, and we'll be above scrutiny. As we share tonight, and as Sister Camille shared tonight, I'm reminded of something that's happening on my job, mighty God. And this week, my prayer to you was, Lord, help me to be above reproach. Help me not to be a
Oh
stumbling
God.
block. So, mighty God, tonight I pray for each and every one of us here that will not be a stumbling block. And
Yes,
oh God,
Lord.
that our life will so shine before men that they'll see our good works and come to glorify you that
Yes.
is in heaven, mighty
Oh
God. Help us
Jesus.
not to hide our light under a bushel. For Father God, you call us to be the salt of the earth. So I pray, mighty God, that as believers, Father God, we will draw near to you so that you can draw near
Oh
unto us, oh God, and
Jesus,
we'll abide
yes,
in the vine,
Lord.
mighty God, so that we can bear fruit, oh God, and will not be thrown into the
Mighty
fire
God,
to be
Jesus,
burned, Father God.
Jesus,
Mighty God, shield our
Jesus,
hearts from
Jesus,
attitudes that will harden our hearts towards you. And when
yes,
the
Lord.
pressures arise, oh God, when we are faced with situation, oh God, cause our roots to grow deeper and not weaker, Father God. In
Hallelujah.
seasons that feel dry, when we're in seasons of drought, mighty God, I pray that you'll draw us continuous, help us draw continuously from the living waters of your presence. Jesus, you said
Thank you,
you are
Jesus.
the well that never runs dry. So help us,
Amen,
mighty God,
amen,
to draw
amen.
from that well
Oh,
tonight.
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, I lift up every person tonight who has joined this study, Father God. You
Jesus.
know our
Yes,
hearts,
Lord.
oh God. You know our burdens and our needs. I pray, mighty God, that you strengthen each and every one of us through your Holy Spirit. I pray
Yes,
that you'll
Lord.
draw us deeper into your word and closer to you. We're living in
Hallelujah.
perilous times, mighty God. So I pray
Oh,
tonight, oh God,
Jesus.
that someone will not simply be a passage that we have studied, but a life transformed, mighty God.
Yes, Lord.
Create in us a genuine hunger for what pleases you, not out of duty, oh God, but of love for you and love for your word, oh God. So
Yes,
may our
Lord.
daily
Yes,
choices
Lord.
reflect, oh God, that we have chosen you, Father God, and we have chosen to walk this narrow path.
Thank you,
Father God, I just want to
Jesus.
thank you for Sister Grant. Oh God, I
Yes,
thank you for the
Lord.
Holy Spirit that have led her to choose this psalm, mighty God. Because if ever a time we need to be aware and to reflect, oh God, on how to live, oh God, it's now. So I
Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
oh God, for the
Yes,
work
Lord.
that you're doing in her. And I pray that you just continue to strengthen her, oh God. And she will grow, oh God, in
Yes,
your
Lord.
favor, oh God.
Yes,
Mighty God, I pray
Lord.
for anyone tonight who is sick in their bodies. Mighty God, I pray that you'll touch them right now from the crown of
Yes,
their heads to the
yes,
soles
yes,
of their feet.
Lord. Yes,
Many
Lord.
of us, oh God, are struggling, mighty God. But you said, Father God,
Oh, God.
whatever we ask in your name, you will do it. So I
Yes.
call upon you tonight, mighty God, and I pray that
Yes,
you'll touch your
Lord.
children as only you
Yes,
can, Father
Jesus.
God. Minister to them where their needs are, mighty God.
Yes,
You know
Father. Yes,
everything
Lord.
about us, Father God. So tonight, oh God, we cry out to you that we are yielding everything to you so you have your way
Hallelujah.
in our lives, Father God. Father God, I just want to thank you. I just want to praise you, Father God. I
Hallelujah,
just want to thank you for the work you're doing in our
hallelujah.
lives, oh God. All of us are hungering for righteousness. So
Oh
I pray,
God,
mighty God, that you'll fill us tonight,
fill
Father
us,
God.
Lord, fill
And
us.
oh God, you'll just use us in this
Use
season,
us,
Father
Lord,
God,
carefully
to
and carefully.
bring others closer to you and into a knowledge
Yes,
of
Lord,
you.
thank you,
Now,
Jesus.
mighty God, as we're about to depart, oh God, from this Bible study, be with each and every one of us, Father God. As we go into a new week, oh God, let us carry the light, Father God, on our jobs, in our classrooms, oh
Yes.
God, in the schoolroom, oh God, if we're a student, oh God, wherever we go, oh Lord, in the grocery store, Father God, at the gas station, on the road when we drive, Lord, let us always, always,
Yes,
Father God, just carry your light in whatever we do and choose you every time, Father God. Now,
Hallelujah.
Father God, I give you all the glory and the praise, and I
Thank
thank
you,
you for
Lord.
hearing our prayer tonight and
Yes,
for
Lord.
breathing on each and every one of us.
Thank you,
In Jesus'
mighty God.
mighty name, I
Thank
pray.
you, mighty God.
Now unto
Hallelujah.
him who is able, now
Amen.
unto him who is
Amen.
able to do
Amen.
exceedingly abundantly above all that we
Amen.
ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the
Majesty.
church
Oh.
by Christ
Amen.
Jesus throughout all ages,
Amen.
world without end. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Thank
Bless
you,
the
Lord.
Lord.
Lord, bless God, bless
Bless
God.
the
Thank
Lord.